I walked up at the right time there. It felt as if you were clapping me. Doesn't usually happen, but Hannah, you deserved that. That was lovely. Really was. One of my favourite carols as well. And thank you to everyone else who has taken part tonight, whether it's been reading or leading from the front. It's been an absolute pleasure. Special thanks to Claire as well, who is beavered away in the background organising everyone, and it's much appreciated. So thank you to everyone. But I don't know about you, but after all of that carol singing tonight, I am feeling very, very festive. Anyone else feeling like that? Just me then. Anyone else feeling festive? Yes. Yes, okay. In fact, I'm feeling so festive that I might actually give out a few presents. I need something first, though. Who said you? Do I suit it? Okay. I have a few presents to give out tonight, and once I call your name, I want you to come up to the front, and you can open your present in front of everyone, okay? Now, I hope there's no one disappointed if I leave you out. Okay, let's see. Who have I got here? Let's see. Stanley. Would you like to come up here, please? Stanley, that clap was for that shirt alone. That is a proper unique shirt. And a proper shirt, okay. I couldn't resist buying you something this year, because I know you like shirts, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I know you do.
The lighter, the better.
Okay. Right, well, I'm going to give you this anyway, and I hope you like it, because I've put a lot of effort into this.
I didn't get you anything.
Well, that's okay. Christmas is all about giving, you know.
Is this a new tradition or something?
It's a new tradition. I might do this every year now, okay. So.
Are you open this now?
You're allowed to open it, and I really hope you like it.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious?
What's wrong?
He bought me a white shirt.
I knew you liked shirts, but I've clearly got it wrong, haven't I?
Are you expecting me to kick the bucket soon?
Well, I've clearly went wrong here, haven't I?
Well, I mean, what do you think?
Maybe doesn't suit you as much, does it? I'm sorry about that, Stanley. I tried my best.
That would probably fit you better, you know.
It might do. Will I keep it for myself?
Okay.
I'm really sorry about
thanks
that, Stanley.
For
you're okay. You're okay. Oh dear, that hasn't started very well, has it? Oh, I'm really nervous now. I'm hoping the next present is suitable. Dave? Ramsay, go ahead. Now, Dave. I don't know why he's getting a clap, because he hasn't made any effort tonight. Dave, I know. I failed with that present, but I know for a fact you will love this present.
You know me well.
I know you well. I've known you quite a few years now. This is definitely for you. Okay.
Okay.
You open it up.
I don't have to keep it for.
No. You need to open it now. I need to see your reaction, because I know you're going to love this present. Isn't it great? Isn't it? Do you not love it?
Leeds. Leeds. Gareth, do you not know I support another team that begins with L?
Oh,
and plays in red.
Okay. Right.
It's not Lorne. In fact, they're top of the league.
Oh, right.
This? I wouldn't have seen dead in it.
Okay.
Wouldn't have seen alive in it either.
Oh dear, right. I've went wrong again, haven't I?
Who would support Leeds?
He's not here.
I'm not here. Oh, dearie me. Do you not want it then?
No.
Okay.
Thanks, but Thanks, but...
I'm really not going well here tonight, am I?
Thanks.
Okay. Well, I suppose it is the thought that counts, isn't it? Oh, dear. This isn't going well. I've one present left. Let's try it. Let's hope this goes better than the last two. Tim, where are you? Oh. Now, Tim...
This isn't going well.
It's not going well so far. I mean, the first two have been disastrous, haven't they?
They have, yeah.
You'll love this.
I know this.
You will love this. I know you.
I've been good this year.
I know you have.
And it's also my job to get you paid every month. So
I know. So a lot depends on this gift,
yeah,
doesn't
no,
it?
I'm sure this is the one.
I can't wait to see.
Whatever. Sense of humour.
Do you not love it?
That wasn't something we were really looking for in a pastor, was a sense of humour. So he's tear hair wax? It's hurtful, Gareth, is what it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I may take this off. I'm not a very good present giver, am I? Now, that was just a bit of fun. But have you ever had an experience like that, where you've got a present that you either don't want or you don't like? I'm sure we've all had that experience. And the problem is that you generally have to open that present in front of the person who bought you it, just like we saw there. And what do you say? What do you say when someone buys you something that you don't want or don't need? Well, I hope you don't react like the three guys who were up here earlier. I imagine most, if not all of us, just put a smile on our face and say through gritted teeth, "Thank you very much. But you shouldn't have. You really shouldn't have." I'm sure that's maybe the way we react. But when we come to the Christmas story, and when we think of the true gift of Christmas, Jesus Christ, here is a gift that is appropriate for everyone because all people need it. And that is the clear message that comes across when we read the Christmas story in the Bible. For example, when I take you to Luke chapter 2, we were there this morning. In Luke chapter 2, we meet a group of shepherds. And they're out doing their job, they're tending their flock by night. And then suddenly, an angel of the Lord appears to them, and they're frightened. They're terrified at this sight. And so the angel speaks to the shepherds to calm their fears and says these words, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Do you notice that? The angel says this good news of great joy, this gift of a child, would be for all people. And so here we learn that the true gift of Christmas is appropriate and needed for everyone, by everyone. And you might be wondering, why is that the case? Well, the answer is actually found in that verse, in those verses, because the angel goes on to say and describe this child as a savior. Now, when you hear that word, Savior, there might be a number of things and images that come into your head. You might think of a superhero saving the world from an evil villain. Maybe you think of a fireman saving someone from a burning building. Or maybe you think of the Coast Guard rescuing someone lost at sea. But whatever image pops into your head, they all have the same thing in common. They rescue us from something. And that's helpful because that helps us to understand what the word Savior means. Because Jesus had come into this world, this baby was born into this world to rescue us from something. But what did he come to rescue us from? Did he come to rescue us from world hunger? from conflict, from disease? Well, during his earthly ministry, Jesus certainly ministered into those situations. He fed the hungry. He overcame conflict. He healed many, many diseases. But that wasn't the ultimate reason Jesus came into this world. Rather, those things were merely symptoms of an even deeper problem that he had come to deal with. And in order to explain that problem to you, I want to take you away from the shepherds and introduce you to a man called Joseph. This man was engaged to be married to a woman called Mary. But before they got married, he had learned that she was pregnant. And understandably, he had come to the conclusion, we haven't consummated the marriage, so she must have been unfaithful. But before he could break off that engagement, an angel appeared to him in a dream and said these words to him, "Do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Now, there's two things worth noting here in this announcement. Firstly, we learn that Mary hadn't been unfaithful. Rather, what she was carrying in her womb was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. God had implanted that child in her womb. And so this wasn't an ordinary child. This was the Son of God. God in human flesh being conceived within her. And the second thing we learn from this announcement is what this child had come to do. He had come to save his people from their sins. Now, this is where we tend to struggle, isn't it? We don't view ourselves as sinners, do we? We think that sin only refers to those really bad things that people do, like murder, abuse, theft, rape. And so, therefore, we label sinners as those people who intentionally break the law and find themselves in prison. Therefore, we come to the conclusion, well, I'm a good person. I don't break the law. I try not to do anyone any harm, so I am a good person. But the Bible's diagnosis of a sinner is completely different. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that sin is bad news because it separates us from God. See, God is holy, and therefore he cannot be in relationship with anything impure or sinful. And that's bad news for us, because as we've seen, all people have sin in their lives. Everyone has done things and thought things and said things that have broken God's law. And so we are separated from that relationship that we were created for. But even more than that, our sin puts us under the judgment of God. He is holy, yes, but he's also just. He must punish sin. And if you're not a Christian tonight, maybe you think that the answer to that problem of sin is found in a well-known Christmas song. In fact, I know it's so well-known that you'll not leave me hanging tonight and you'll finish it for me. He's making a list. Oof. Keep going. I'm going to try that again. You had me hanging there. He's making a list. Oh. All right, okay, right. You went the full hog there. Okay. Well, a lot of people think that God has this naughty and nice list, and that as long as we get to the end of our lives, and the nice things we've done outweigh the naughty things we've done, that God will have to let us into heaven. But that's simply not true. Because no matter how many nice things we do, we still have that sin ingrained in our hearts, that sin that separates us from God and puts us under his judgment. And so what we desperately need is a savior. We need someone to come and rescue us from our sin. And praise God, that's what Christmas is all about. When we couldn't reach up to God, he reached down to us by sending his son. When we were lost in the hopelessness of our sin, Jesus left the glory of heaven, was born into this world in flesh so that he could rescue us. But how would he do that? Well, by one day going to a cross. You see, the Bible teaches us that the wages of sin is death. And so in the same way as we work, and what we earn through our work is wages, what we earn through our lives is death. Not only the fact that one day we will die physically, but beyond the grave, that we will face that eternal death, that judgment of God in our sin. But Jesus came into this world to pay those wages for us. For on the cross, he took all the wrong things we have done upon himself. He drank the cup of God's wrath, and then he died for us. And then 3 days later, he rose again in victory over sin, victory over death, in order that he could offer us an indescribable gift. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you're not a Christian tonight, I want you to know that this gift is offered to you this evening. I'm not offering you that gift, God is. But you need to know that this gift is not automatically received by everyone. Remember that announcement to Joseph? You will call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He doesn't say he will save all people. And that's because this gift of eternal life can be accepted or rejected. There's no in between. Where do you stand on that tonight? Have you accepted this gift? And do you know the blessing of eternal life? Or are you rejecting that gift? And if you are, you're under the condemnation of God. We saw earlier that we receive many gifts at Christmas time, and some are inappropriate. Some we don't want, some we don't need. But here is a gift tonight that all of us need. It's appropriate for all people because all have sinned. How do you receive it? I quoted this verse earlier. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Will you believe in Jesus tonight if you're not a Christian? Will you accept that gift and have your life transformed by grace? And if you are a Christian, will this be the centerpiece of your Christmas celebrations? The world is very quick to tell us that Christmas is all about indulging yourself, splashing the cash, eating as much as you can, getting as much as you can. Those things are all lovely and enjoyable. But Christmas is truly all about Christ. It's all about worshiping him. For as we come together, even on a night like this, we're here reminding ourselves of all that God has done for us when we deserve nothing. He sent Jesus. He sent Jesus to die for us. And now, if you're a Christian tonight, your sins are not only forgiven as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed your transgressions from you, but you belong to God. And as we sang earlier, nothing will ever separate you from him. You may face ups and downs in the year ahead, but isn't it wonderful to know that through it all, God is with us and our salvation is secure in him? So if you're a Christian tonight, let's make sure this is front and center of all our celebrations. Not every gift is appropriate, but this gift is appropriate for everyone. Have you received it? And if you have, praise God for it. Let me pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you for your word to our hearts this evening. Lord, for those of us who are Christians tonight, we want to praise you, we want to worship you, we want to delight in you, we want to tell other people about you, because you have changed our lives. When we were lost in hopelessness, you sent Jesus, and we praise you for that. Thank you that he died for us so that we could receive the gift of eternal life. And if any don't know that gift tonight, if anyone hasn't received that gift of salvation, I pray, Lord, that they wouldn't see me, they wouldn't see this church, but they would see Christ in all his beauty, all his majesty, and that they would bow the knee to him in repentance and faith. Do that, we pray, and we'll bring you all the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.